Hey everyone, Serena Pearl here. We're talking about GLP-1 peptide therapies today. Five tips of our best practices for people that are going this route. Remember, not everyone's going to go this route.
No, absolutely not, for sure. But it's good to be informed, right? About the pros, about the cons. But today, FYI, is going to be a bit of a fire hose because we gathered all our notes and we're going to lay it on you.
We want you to be able to get our thoughts condensed into 10 to 15 minutes so you can listen to it on your commute or when you get a few spare minutes. Who has spare minutes?
Yeah,
days?
But we want to make this information as easy access as possible. And we're going to be doing this more and more often. So be prepared for that.
And without further ado, here is the first short shock. Sweet and substantial, hopefully, information about GLP-1.
There you are, everyone. That's the show for today.
Today, we're going to give you our five best tips to bring some balance and wisdom on this controversial topic of weight loss through the new peptide therapies that are storming our culture.
There's no question about it. I mean, we are in the middle of a revolution and it's actually being called something. It's being called the age of Ozempic.
We'd be surprised if you haven't heard about these GLP-1 therapies. The brand names may ring a bell for you. For semaglutide, it's Ozempic and Wegovy. And for tirzepatide, it's Mounjaro. And we aren't going to go into all of the science behind semaglutide during this video. To hear more on that, you can check out our insightful interview with Dr. Kay Chandler, the Surgeon General of the state of Arkansas.
But being that we are all about the intersection of cutting-edge science and ancient wisdom, the question is, how can we balance the two? Because there are ways this can really go wrong.
There are also some huge breakthroughs that are happening, and a little background on our journey. We first became interested in these therapies back in 2020. They were pretty much unknown at that point for weight loss. They'd been around for over a decade for treating blood sugar, but they were being mentioned in some biohacking longevity communities we were involved with.
The following year, we went to a convention where it was hormone and longevity convention with practitioners all around the world, doctors, and the spotlight really shone on these medications that are known as GLP-1 agonists and their positive impact on metabolic disorders.
And at that conference, we realized the huge impact these therapies could have and became personally involved by getting Sam, my husband, treated with one of them. Sam's family, he has some genetic metabolic issues. They all do. Very, very challenging. And he was one of those ones that no matter what he did, his body kept slowly gaining weight.
Get very strict on what I ate and what I didn't eat. And my blood sugar still was too high. You know, we had it tested. I was borderline diabetic at 105. Nothing in my diet could change that. You know, it was, every time we got it tested, 105, 105, 105, nothing.
And I had a meeting close to perfectly on our Trim Healthy plan. And as best as he could, all the things he tried, he couldn't lose but maybe a few pounds, and then he'd gain those back. His body was inflamed, his insulin was high, his A1C was creeping up, his CRP1 numbers were all elevated.
Yeah, and that's the inflammation markers. And what's amazing, when his blood work came back after he started on one of these therapies, his inflammation markers, not just the blood work, not just the sugar levels, not just the insulin, his inflammation was way down.
Oh yeah, he told me, he's like, "Serene, I feel like a new man."
Now I'm actually living, whereas before I was feeling like I was, you know, now I look back and I think I was actually dying, just slowly.
And, you know, of course he had his diet and exercise dialed in the whole time, but this time, for the first time, it actually worked.
Yeah, and today, no matter which way you turn, there is a flood of information out there. I mean, the media is spinning these medications. And so we're going to add our perspective from our years of research.
So maybe you haven't heard what's being said. Let's give you an array of what's being said. We'll just take a look at some of the most recent hot button things that are being published and discussed regarding semaglutide or its brand name, Ozempic.
Yeah, Vox discusses obesity in the age of Ozempic and NPR. Ozempic is making me rethink how to be a body positive doctor.
How about that Vogue article, Pearl? Will the age of Ozempic bring about a new, even darker side to the diet culture? Yeah. Or this really scary sounding piece from CNN. Ozempic isn't just a wonder drug, it can also be a warning sign.
What about this bizarre title from The Atlantic? In the age of Ozempic, what's the point of working out?
It's a good question, because if you can lose weight with a shot, what is the point of working out? Why put in the slog?
Yeah, and we're going to answer this very important question, among others, in this video. And so the question becomes, really, it all comes down to, are people just cheating the system, and is it to their own detriment?
Or can we dig deeper to find the reality of what is taking place? Because there are some amazing breakthroughs taking place.
Here's a quote from a different perspective in the Real Clear Science article. And it responds to that prior article just mentioned. Ozempic, The Atlantic, and the dangers of an anti-exercise rhetoric.
Listen to what this article is saying. Ozempic, a once weekly injectable medication, results in the shedding of lean muscle mass as well as bone density deterioration. And it sounds scary.
But Serene, it has been true. So once again, that's the noise out there. But what does ancient wisdom have to say about this cutting edge science? Is it possible to believe wholeheartedly in a lifestyle approach to healing and wholeness, but also extend an olive branch to these cutting edge therapies that seem opposite at first glance on the surface?
Because we certainly aren't saying there are no potential pitfalls for these therapies. Embracing the age-old truths of moving well and eating well can't be ignored. We can't toss those out just because science has given us something new. Here's the truth. Ancient wisdom cannot be replaced, but it can be built upon.
Yeah. And thyroid and sex hormones, they're still important. They need to be addressed. And GLP-1 therapies, they're also not the answer for everything, but in their defense. After working with hundreds of thousands of women and some men over the last decade, we have come to some conclusions.
And this is it. Many do not need these medications. In fact, most of us don't need the medications, but we have worked with people that have metabolic disorders to such an extent that their bodies are literally screaming for a lifeline. It is beyond challenging for them to find their healthiest weight and blood sugar levels, even with every lifestyle box ticked.
Yeah, no matter how dialed in their diet is, how committed they are to exercise, inflammatory fat layers, they don't want to budge. Mm-mm. Their blood markers, their blood work comes back high no matter what they do.
And in many of these tough cases, we've seen these therapies that perfectly mimic natural functions of the body be absolute game changers. I mean, I've seen it with my own husband.
But women that we work with who have given a healthy lifestyle their best shot for years and years, and they just feel that disappointment and frustration that their efforts do not lie, you know, they feel like the efforts they're putting in do not work like they do for others. Right. They feel left behind. And then they have used these and they finally experience the breakthroughs.
Yes, and then together with a wise diet and suitable strength training and sometimes thyroid and sex hormone replacement, these peptide therapies fit like the missing piece to that health puzzle. And they're finally like, oh, God has heard.
Yeah.
Somebody's seen me.
They feel hope.
Yeah.
And now for our official disclaimer, these medications are not for everyone. But if your practitioner feels you could benefit from them and you are prescribed one of them, consider the following advice.
Now for our 5 tips for this age of Ozempic. Number 1, low and slow. This is our biggest advice because the best results are not the fastest results, as in most things in life.
Mm-hmm. So talk with your practitioner about starting at the lowest dosage prescribed and staying there for as long as you can. Try to ignore that temptation to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak.
Others who are on higher doses and losing more than 1 pound per week may gush about their success, but you don't want that because it only looks like success. In reality, it is not.
In reality, this is not fat loss, but rapid weight loss, and much of it is precious muscle tissue that weighs more than fat. And this leaves your body lighter, but compositionally, your body is fatter, which ultimately sabotages your metabolism, and all that weight could return plus more.
Instead, let your body shed fat safely and slowly while keeping its muscle. So preserve or even try to grow muscle mass while on GLP-1 therapy, and this will create a burning body that will ignite true sustainable fat loss and promote metabolic changes where you may no longer need the therapy. That's the goal. And this will not look like multiple pounds lost every single week.
Consider discussing with your practitioner staying on the lowest dose for at least 90 days, with blood work taken at the end of that time to see if positive shifts in metabolic markers are happening.
Number two, don't skip meals. Your appetite may go down somewhat, but you don't have to eat huge meals, but don't skip them just because you don't feel your regular amount of hunger. Skipping meals causes a state of LEA that's low energy availability. It also lowers leptin and thyroid hormones, something you don't want.
Mm-hmm. You don't want them low.
Yeah.
So include protein at every meal and choose from healthy carbs or healthy fats to focus on, or smaller amounts of each in each meal.
And using Semer or Terzi, sorry, it's my nickname for them, semaglutide and terzpatide, we nickname everything. Using semaglutide or terzpatide as a way of intermittent fasting is the wrong approach, and it will harm your metabolism in the end.
Number three, big. Include 4 protein fuelings a day. You must avoid losing more muscle mass while you lose fat. It's just integral. Adequate protein is crucial toward ensuring this muscle wasting doesn't happen.
Adequate. So what is adequate? Adequate is a minimum of 25 grams per meal.
And consider also not just the total protein, but the lutein content of your protein.
Yes.
With insufficient lutein, which is an essential amino acid,
one of the 9,
you cannot protect or build your lean body mass.
Essential amino acid supplements and other complete proteins, which contain a 3-gram lutein bolus per serving, will ensure against this muscle wasting. And when you can't think of eating much, just taking a drink of essential amino acids will make certain you can get all your protein needs filled. This was the game changer for my husband. Sometimes he's like, oh, I can't eat another meal. And I'll just give him a glass mixed with water, essential amino acids with water, and anyone can down that.
Number four, don't use these meds to eat whatever. And this is really kind of what these meds have been notoriously known for. People just eating whatever, but less.
Right.
Healthy eating is key to these medications for them to work.
And stay away from the fried or sugar-filled foods. When you hear about some of the side effects of these meds, gastrointestinal issues is one of them. It's usually because they're prescribed too much of a higher dose, or they're taking too much of a higher dose. But eating that fried or sugary food, that's just going to make those side effects worse.
Yeah, and just because these therapies lower appetite, please don't fall into the trap of thinking you can just now eat small amounts of devitalized foods and be fine.
Right.
I mean, you still might lose weight. Your scale may love you, but it's not a healthy approach.
Number 5, one of my favorites, strength train. And strength train 3 times a week. Weight training along with 4 protein fuelings a day will be imperative to protect your lean body mass, but not with the little tiny, if you're a woman, pink dumbbells, right?
You know, not with the 2-pounders.
Use heavy weights, not enough to injure yourself, you know, be smart and wise about it, but enough that you're actually contending for lean body mass, and target your glutes and lower body for 2 of those days and then the upper body for the other day. And the reason is because our lower body muscles, those are our biggest bank of metabolic tissue. Muscle is metabolic tissue and our lower body contains the big muscles.
And then really it's simple walking for those other 2 days during the week if you're able to find the time. But the most important exercise session is those lifting sessions.
Right. So in wrapping up, much of what we've covered here in these 5 tips is just about embracing a healthy lifestyle that is sustainable. That's the ancient wisdom part. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be those that reject the new cutting edge science out of the gate, but let's scrutinize and consider how things fit into a broader health paradigm.
Embracing ancient wisdom and cutting edge science together is and will be beneficial as we move through the revolutions that are taking place in the health and medical space.